the shell. If you hold the shell to your ear, you will hear the sounds of the sea and the vibrations of the ship as it sails from Lyttelton to Wellington overnight across Cook Strait, or so my grandmother told me. Hold the shell to your ear, hear the sounds of the sea, the sandhills grasses whistling over sliding sand where a boy leaves his sandals. Stand at the lace curtains on tiptoe and watch the ship's long low lights gleam through North Beach's mist on its way to Wellington. The surf booming from a seashell like a Bakelite radio tuned to Aunt Daisy. The maidenhair fern on the table, the black polished stove with its row of vents glowing like ship's lights. And after you have seen and heard it all, it's time for bed. The shell is put back on the shelf next to the clock and pencils and the envelopes for writing letters to people in faraway places. People who eat porridge without burning their lips.